Welcome to the Amazing Race Podcast. My name is Joe.
I still think it's stupid, but we have to say our names.
Joe. You say this every time. Come with something new.
I think it's silly.
It's silly. Can say our name.
Oh, I can't do it. Daddy.
You do Blair. I'm doing okay. My Tyler.
Daddy. I can't even do it.
It's okay. Now we're picking on him.
I know.
But nothing personal.
Of course not.
But I noticed most reality stars
can't stand my voice because I know I can't.
Most reality stars have strange laughs.
Really?
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Most realities, if you watch them, most reality shows I watch, their laughs are strange. They have a different laugh.
Interesting.
Anyway, if you like this podcast, any other podcast like it, you can subscribe to the Whole Enchilada feed.
Whole Enchilada?
The Whole Enchilada that has Downton Abbey, the final episode of Downton Abbey.
Yes, very sad.
Very sad.
Not sad, the show. Sad it was the final.
Yeah, we're not. You have to listen to it. We're not going to spoil you.
Right.
You have to listen to it. Survivor with J-Jack Colleen. Game of Thrones is coming back. The Binge Watch podcast, which is we're going to talk about next, is House of Cards.
Ooh.
Which I'll just spoil you right now. This season's been pretty...
Much better than last. Because I didn't even finish last season.
No.
I was
so
frustrated.
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good. We have that
one. The Walking
Dead.
The Walking Dead
is going to be it. We're going to be recording that tomorrow. There's three super guys. Sports Talk's coming back tomorrow. Talk about the NCAA tournament, which I'm not... Boo.
Boo.
I'm a little bitter because San Diego State lost their conference champion. They won the conference by 3 games. Lost the conference tournament. I'm not making excuses. Fresno State had a good game, but their 2 leading scorers... One was sick. One has a foot issue. They lose by 5 points. If they would have won, they probably would have been a 10th, at worst, 11th seed. They lose, and they're out of the tournament. How is that possible?
I don't know.
But I'm not bitter. I'm not complaining. But we're going to be talking about that and other things on Sports Talk.
Cool.
And Game of Thrones is coming back in a couple months, and there's going to be something else. What am I thinking? Oh, The Married Man will return tomorrow. Tomorrow
Ooh.
Night.
With? Somebody new.
Somebody new.
Oh,
it's going to be a surprise.
Okay.
But somebody new.
Okay.
But anyway, if you'd like to help us out.
Yes, please.
You go to patreon.com/JayandJack and help us out if you can. Yeah. Another episode of Amazing Race. I was a little shocked to hear, though. We're not going to have a new one until
April 1st.
What's up? What? Oh, because they have the NCAA tournament.
Right. So most of our shows.
Right.
We'll be done.
We'll be gone. If you're a CBS fan.
CBS fan. Yeah.
And I think a lot of other shows probably won't try and compete with the NCAAs probably. Who knows? It could be slow time. But anyway, we start off with the Amazing Race. They come downstairs, and there's bags waiting for them. It's winter clothing because...
clothing. Because I thought they usually had to be prepared for that stuff. That was surprised me that they had stuff for them for a change.
Maybe because they, you know, they only have so much in their backpack. So maybe they...
Oh, that would make sense because that's a lot to bring, and that would be very...
And they're going way up there.
Yeah, they are.
So it was
Good
really
point.
Cold. Really.
I never thought of it that way. Good one.
Well, anyway.
I liked it. But I was excited. This is like a fun one.
If I could be on The Amazing Race, this would be 2 challenges I'd want to do. And I don't like heights.
No, you don't.
But I would do them.
I'm with you. I would do both.
I mean, I don't mind the hiking part because we were out, what was that, in Switzerland? The Swiss Alps was Mount, well, we call it something else because of the way she was pronouncing it.
Titless? I'm not saying it right.
Well, she sounded like she was saying lists, but it was something of a male... body part. It sounded like she was saying it.
About something.
It was us and the people from Chicago.
Who thought it was hilarious. We were like little elementary school children or middle school.
And the people from Canada thought it was funny, too. All the other people were looking at us like, you stupid Americans.
I think even our own kids looked at us like, really, mom and dad, it's not that funny.
She kept saying Mount List. So you think Richard. Mount Richard List is what she kept saying. But it's Tetalis?
I don't know, whatever.
But it was,
That was with a P. Mount Pilus? Pilus?
Pilus?
I don't know. Anyway.
I can't remember because all I can remember is the List part.
Yes.
But it was beautiful up there. It was. Oh, yes. But we walked on the edge of the
we did.
Thing without any...
But you did get winded when you tried to go all the way to the top.
I said, yeah, I'm going to run to the top. Give me another 150 feet up there. You guys wait for me. I'm going to run to the top. I've told the story a million times. Got up about halfway and couldn't breathe.
Yes.
And I said, okay, now I will not make fun of people on The Amazing Race because now I know what...
Right, and I think the whole time when we were in Europe, we kept saying, we're never going to make fun of people at Amazing Race.
Because
it was about getting lost,
get
the
lost,
cabs, and not going, do you speak English? All those different things because we realized...
Do you speak English? I'm in a race!
I realized, or we realized,
realize
that it was very hard.
That they don't do things like we do here in America.
And I actually, to be honest with you, I used to get impatient with customers who didn't speak our language well. And so now I no longer do that because of how difficulties we had in
right,
those towns.
Right, because you realize
in those countries.
I am that person.
I am that person. And
I am that
right.
person.
And so I'm like, get it now. Even if you learned it. Let's say you learned it. It's still a struggle.
Well, like I said, I used to get upset with myself in San Diego because I took Spanish in sixth. I mean, we had to take it in sixth grade. I know some Spanish.
You know, like, more than I know.
But a few words, but not enough. And if you're in San Diego, you should be taking Spanish.
Absolutely.
If you're in California,
California
you should be
in general, or even Arizona.
Arizona, Texas.
Texas, New Mexico.
And I used to get so ticked at myself because I couldn't communicate with. I'd have customers come to my store and I'm like, I go, God, I've lived here my 40 years of my life. And I go, okay, that I got.
Right.
It's like.
I told you about my grandfather. He was Italian, and he would speak our next door neighbor, who was from Cuba, and he would speak Spanish, and my grandfather would speak in Italian, and they understood each other. I don't know how.
Well,
but
as
they
long
did.
As they were happy.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they come with subtitles? They have little subtitles.
No, but
they
I won't tell you some of the jokes my grandfather used to say.
Because they were.
Well,
you think
about
jokes,
it now.
They're not jokes that are PC.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
But they used to laugh at both of the.
Yeah,
people.
But I it's one thing if I could go back in time. People are like saying, "Well, you should still have time." I would learn Spanish because it would be helpful in life.
Well, I think learning many languages when you're
and
young.
French. I before we go back to Europe, I always joke I speak French, but I do pick up little words here and there.
You're better with that stuff than I am. I don't think I could pick up as well.
But
as
before
you.
We go back to Europe, probably be a couple of years. I'm going to learn more French because that would help, especially in Switzerland, France. Actually,
right.
France, I didn't have any problem at all communicating with people. It seemed like most people spoke English that I came in contact with.
Yeah, I guess so. Or we just listened to them in French and we agreed with what they were saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, got it. Huh? But no. Yeah. If you're in California, this is my. Any of you young people out there?
Yes.
Take Spanish.
Okay. Got it.
All right. So we got they come down for their winter clothing. They're trying on Kurt's Brody's thing's a little tight.
Tight, and as he feels
his
like
buttocks,
his buttocks.
Has he put on weight? How do you put on weight during the Amazing Race?
Exactly. I think maybe he got him a little too small, or maybe he thinks
I think he picked up a women's pair of pants.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't.
Okay.
I'm just joking. Well, they start off first. They have to find a license plate on a car that matches. There's 9 cars.
Right. And they had the license plate on their little clue.
Right.
Would you call that a clue?
Yeah, clue.
Okay. And they had to match it. And I was a little worried. I was like, oh, my God, they're going to drive. And then you realize.
I said they have a driver.
They have a driver, which I think, and I hope people will correct us, I think that's the first time I saw them not actually drive a car.
They've had drivers. Well, they've had cab drivers before.
Cab drivers.
Well, if you look at the road, it's icy. It's frozen. I think they're going, hey, we don't want one of these guys to slide off a road and die, and we
right.
get sued.
Okay.
Maybe learn from what survivor's mistake. So I think if the roads had been.
Survivor's been sued?
No, I'm just saying, you know, if it's a joke from this last week's episode.
Okay.
But if someone, I think it was for safety reasons.
That's what I was thinking.
I think safety reasons 100%.
I was like, huh. I mean, I'm not talking about, like, I know in some of the places they had those little rickshaws and the guys were
right,
driving.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about the actual physical.
Where it wasn't a cab.
It wasn't a cab.
They were getting driven around.
Yeah, they drove their own car, so I thought that was weird.
Yeah, I think it was weather related.
Okay.
But we've seen them in Switzerland. It was cold. But this looked like it looked like there was ice on the roads.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So they have a driver. The rest of the cast follows. They have to travel up a gondola. It's called something else, but it's called the White Mountain, because that's what I understood, because I don't speak French. And it's covered with snow 365 days out of the year. So covered in snow. And
I know. I thought that was cool.
15,771 feet. Wrote that down.
That's a lot of feet.
That's a lot of feet. That's more. Well, I took 13,000 steps so far today. 13,229.
Wow.
So I'm almost traveled as far as this. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
This is miles.
This chair is bugging me because you see, every time I try to come back to where the microphone is, it turns on me if I don't hold it straight. Watch.
I see that. It's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Anyway, it's the highest mountain.
I got you distracted, didn't I?
It's the highest mountain in Central Europe. They have to travel up 11,000 feet to get there.
It was cool when you're looking at that little ride. Like, we went on one of those things.
Yeah. But ours, we had to take, we went up 7,000 something feet, but it was different. We had to take.
Excuse
a
me.
Gondola up to certain main, then we took a tram or some kind of, I don't know what they call it, to the next level.
I thought it was a cogwheel or something like that.
Is that what it was, a cogwheel?
I don't know.
Anyway, so they travel up to 11,000 feet to get their next clue. Tyler and Corey, they only take two at a time. Because Dana, Matt, and
I thought they could take two groups.
Two groups.
Right, not two at a time.
Yeah, two teams at a time, I should say. Two teams. Thanks for correcting me. That always makes me feel better when I'm corrected.
Like I'm paying attention, maybe.
Well, that's a good thing. let's see. Bernie and Ashley and Matt and Dana have to wait. So they're traveling up there and they're having a conversation. What would happen if they got stuck up here? What would they do for food? So they decide they're all going to eat Tyler. And Tyler goes, "Well, what me? Why me?" He goes, "Because you would take less to cook, less time to cook." So you can't argue with. But Tyler was saying, "Well, Brody's bigger. It would last more food. There'd be more."
Because they were talking about that move, the soccer team, right?
Which. It's still like
I don't think I could ever eat people.
I think if you're starving, though, you could eat people. You know, Soylent Green is people.
I hear you, but I guess you'd have to be in that situation. Right now in my life, I'm going to say no.
No, I would hike down to the nearest McDonald's. That's me.
Okay. I'm not going to talk
about it. Who wants the next arm? Who wants it? Yeah, it's fresh. I just cut it. I just cut it off. I just cut his arm off. You know, I saw that movie when I was a kid and first read about that, I said, they should make all planes bright orange and bright red that have to fly over snow.
That's a great idea.
Why do they make them white?
Exactly.
You can't see them. Right. White and silver, you can't see them. If they're bright red or bright orange,
right,
you could find them.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Good job.
It never worked. I don't know if they've done it or not, but now you get like fluorescent orange and all these fluorescent colors they have. Let's see. Completely screwed myself up. Sherry, wants to prove to her family she's more than just a stay-at-home mom. Yes. She can do these things.
Yes,
she's gonna do it.
Yes.
She's gonna
she was a little emotional
herself.
Though.
Wait, we're not there yet.
Oh.
We're not there yet. No. And then you got Aaron and Jocelyn. They're walking. Aaron slips, and then she walks right past the clue box. I think they're just so the surroundings. I'm gonna make an excuse for them.
Okay,
the surroundings are so beautiful. I think you're just focused on.
I would agree with you.
It's like you're like in a. Because if you watch The Amazing Race, you watch this episode, it was some of
the
most beautiful.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%.
It was just beautiful. I can't say enough good things about it. Now they have to go on a zip line off a cliff to the. On a side of a mountain, and they have to go to another cliff on the zip line to get their next clue. I'm like going, okay. And then Tyler, they can take two teams at a time, can go. Tyler and Corey go first. They both handle it without a problem.
Right.
Then the next two challenges are, you get two to choose from. It's dynamite, and this is where they have to walk up the side of the mountain, up to the thing.
Right,
to bring the guy along with their baguette. So it's dynamite and lunch, and so they drop the dynamite to help prevent
avalanches
and stuff like that. And the next one, the other one is campsite, where you have to pitch a tent, build it exactly to the model that's shown.
Right.
You have to build it exactly like that. And only one team picks it, and we'll find out later on who that team was. Now, Kurt and Brody and Tyler get their dynamite. They go off. And then Ashley is going across the thing to get, and she drops her clue. So it falls down the thing, and Bernie goes, well, that's not good.
No.
We're thinking, do they have to go back down? Do they have to go
I
down
there
and
get the
clue? I
they had to go
down
and get it. That's what I thought when he said that.
Or do they have to take a penalty because they went to commercial.
Right.
And so we had to fast forward through the commercials to find out.
All they had to do is just try that thing again.
Yeah. So
they have extra ones there?
They must have had extra. I think there should have been a penalty. If you drop the clue, it should be a 30-minute penalty. I mean, you still have to go back and get it again. But she was motoring through it. It wasn't that big a deal for her.
Right.
So
that's a big penalty to drop something. 30 minutes?
Well, it's a clue. You drop a clue. What happens if you're somewhere and you're running along and you lose the clue?
Well, that's different, isn't it?
Well, you got to make sure you don't drop the clue.
Okay.
My opinion, she should have been penalized something. You fumble a football. You fumble a football in a football game. What happens?
It could get.
It hurts you, right?
Yeah.
Hurts the team.
Yes.
Then they choose campsite.
Yes.
And I was like going, ooh. and their reasoning was that this was their plan. They wanted to get ahead and get first. They want to do something different. But I think when it's a close race and you're one of the stronger teams, I would stick right in the middle of the race. I would go with what everyone else did.
I would agree.
I wouldn't choose, especially if it's something that's something you have to build and everyone is choosing the one.
But in the situation, I think, Do you really know what's going on? Because you don't know who's behind, who's in front.
Well, they
really
did they know
everybody?
Well, they said they said so far everyone's chose the other clue that they would. That's why they chose it. They thought they could push ahead and get it done fast because they build campsites all the time right, with their kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, I thought it was a mistake.
I see your point.
I mean,
afterwards,
I don't think you should take chances unless you absolutely have to.
Do you think you should take chances more when you're like towards the end of the race?
Towards the end of the race, yeah, maybe.
But not right now.
The goal is to get to the final three. You want to be the final three.
Right.
To me.
And don't you want to be like the top three or top four at least consistently so that you always.
Right. So you're
pretty
always
much
close.
With that close.
You never want to finish last because last, you even if it's not an elimination round, you have to do that speed bump.
Right,
and that you're not going to finish in first if you get fixed. Most of the time, if you finish having to finish a speed bump. So I think for me, I would say no, unless it was something I knew. Look, I can master this.
Right.
I'm going to do this one, but I would have chose.
But I don't think you really know what it is till you get there.
Probably
because
not.
Because they probably thought, oh, I'm just going to put the tent up and that's it. They probably didn't realize they had to build this whole embankment around.
Okay,
it.
Once I saw what I had to do,
then they go all the way back up the stairs. Would that have been worth it?
Well, we saw what they had to do, and it was a lot of work.
No, I agree.
Anyone who's shoveled snow before knows it's a lot of work. It wears you out. I mean, to be honest with you, if I'd never had come out here and had to shovel snow, and
right.
People in Buffalo and East Coast are like, you don't even know what it's like to shovel snow. But I've shoveled snow at the rink.
Yes,
I mean, I've shoveled snow off the ice. We used to do it manually sometimes. So it's a lot of work, and especially in thin air. It's a lot of work. That. So
yeah, you're right. Good point.
Just saying, they made. I'm gonna say they made a mistake.
Okay.
Anyway, let's see. Zach is afraid of heights. Blair, they're going up the gondola, and Blair tries to help him out. I don't know what she was really saying. Well, you go up to
either.
The top, and then you can pretend you drop down or something like that. And he just looks at her and goes, "Yeah, that really didn't help."
I know.
I think she was honestly trying to help him, but I'm wondering if she, because she's saying little things, or we'll find out later on. She said something to Aaron and Jocelyn that was kind of where she said something. Oh, should I tell him I was just kidding? I don't think she's kidding. I think this is her way of. She comes across sweet and innocent.
Okay.
I think she's putting things in, which is nothing wrong with it. It's
right.
Part of the game if you're going to listen to someone. But I think maybe she was trying to get Zach psyched out that maybe it is. He obviously was stressing over it. Maybe she's playing a little bit of games
okay.
here.
I'll give that to you. But I don't give you 100% of it. I'll give you like
60. She was just.
I think she's so airy.
You think so?
I think she's just young and carefree and blah blah. I don't know.
All right. I think she.
To me, she comes across not extremely bright, but I hate to say that about a girl, so I don't want to say that.
Well, I don't think she's
a young girl.
I don't think she's stupid.
Not stupid, but.
I think she's doing it this is like the third time she's done something like this. She's not doing it.
All right, let's agree to disagree.
All right. Dana's having trouble with the thin air. She thinks she's having a panic attack.
I think
she's having trouble breathing.
She's having a problem breathing.
Yeah, I think because the thin air.
I've seen panic attacks, and that's not it.
Yeah. And you are no panic attack. She was not enjoying the ride. Oh, Sherry is not enjoying the ride up.
Sometimes I'm like, you're the mother. Suck it up.
But she's
no.
If you have fears, you have fears.
No.
Well, later on, I think she did suck it up.
Yes, I agree. But at that moment, I kind of lost a little respect for her.
Right.
I'm sorry.
All right, you're tough. You're tough today.
I know.
Kurt and Brody finished their thing first. The guy throws a dynamite. I'm gonna say right now, I think the guy had one thing of dynamite to show us all. I don't think they were actually carrying up dynamite.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was just fake dynamite. I think the baguettes were real.
Yeah.
But I think the dynamite was fake.
Okay.
You think it was real?
I don't know. I don't look at things the way you do.
What if they had fallen on the dynamite and accidentally pulled the thing and it blew them up? I mean, they had drivers for them in the town. There's no way they're going to make them carry real dynamite.
All right. Let's go with that.
Bernie and Ashley seem to be struggling with the camping challenge because they broke the tent. I broke it. I don't know what to do. Anyway. Tyler and Corey finished second. Tyler was struggling with this one.
Yes.
He wasn't laughing a lot.
No, he wasn't. And he felt like his little partner was going too fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could see that he was a little afraid, a little scared.
Then you have Dana. She tells Matt to slow down. She doesn't have 6'1" legs.
Well, I feel like sometimes with you, because you walk sometimes fast, I'm holding your hand. I feel like you're dragging me.
Yeah.
So it's frustrating. But I think he got frustrated because she's like, which I could see a little bit, you're attached to a harness. He didn't feel like dealing with the drama. and just shut up and keep going.
He was enjoying the view.
Yeah, he was. He was enjoying the whole thing.
She said, it is cool, but I can't wait. It was funny. She said, it is cool, but I can't wait for it to end. But she was afraid. She goes, I'm afraid. Yeah. I'm afraid. Don't leave me.
Yeah.
And I could see he should probably, but he's pretty calm. It's like you and I. I'm pretty calm in those situations.
Yes, you are.
You'd be stressing. I'd be, all right, you got it. I got you.
But you wouldn't be like him. I have to say, people might think you are, but you wouldn't, because you're a little more patient with stuff like that.
Yeah, and that's, I would have been, no, okay, come on. We got it.
Cause we went in Hawaii, and I was freaking out in that water, and you kept me calm, even though I know you were freaking out, because your arm was bothering you.
I couldn't.
Not the water, but your...
Well, I couldn't swim.
You couldn't swim because your arm was... dead arm.
I said, so like, can I have a floaty? I know. That was embarrassing.
Oh, my poor little fella.
When I jumped in the water, I couldn't...
You couldn't get your arm going.
Because I had surgery.
Locked.
We had surgery. We got back, and it wouldn't move. No. And I'm like going, okay, I'm just paddling with one arm.
Can I have a floaty,
please?
And my son, who knows I don't like to be in the water, is like, come on, Mom! Let's go swim down
look
the turtle.
Look at the turtles.
You're like, and Jay.
Cliff's going, look at the sharks.
I know.
Look at the sharks.
You're looking at me like, wait, this is the first time I've seen your mother in the water.
And Jay goes, we have a floaty for. I can't move my arm. My arm is not moving.
Anyway.
But I made it survive.
Yes, you did.
But the floaty thing was kind of embarrassing. Yes. It was a floaty.
Yes, it was a noodle.
Noodle. Yeah. I'm going to say, I was embarrassed.
But honey. It's because your shoulder.
Yeah, I know.
You had surgery like 4 months later.
I didn't know if it was 4 months later, was it?
Yeah, June. Same year. You went in January.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Scott is motoring to get the clue. Scott, I mean.
Yeah, I know.
Give me like.
I know.
I don't think he even buckled up. He just went over and climbed over and got the clue.
Yeah. Well, I guess if for me personally, that's what I would have done because I would be afraid to do it. I'm just like, okay, let's go.
Let me get there.
Done. Yeah.
I don't think it would bother me because I'm harnessed up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah, you are harnessed.
But then you have both Sherry and Cole are afraid of heights. They don't like heights, and they weren't heighted at all.
I thought
at this point they were done. Because both challenges we know are...
I would agree.
We both know challenge. The next challenge is another height challenge.
You're
up high up there. And anyway, Jocelyn motors to get her clue. She has no problem. She flies through it.
Yep.
She probably should have switched clues, though. She probably should have switched challenges. She should have probably done the second one.
Oh.
Sherry is stopping in the middle, starts to cry. She's crying, and then they go to commercial. She's, help me, help me,
Well,
help
I think
me.
Sometimes, you know, your fear gets in the way and holds you back so many times. And if you just let it go and just go with it, it would be a lot easier.
And to her credit, we come back, and she pushes through her fear.
She does.
And she goes and gets a clue and comes back.
Yeah.
And after that, I thought she was the leader. She was the bomb that you
wanted to somewhat.
Be. Anyway, Cole is struggling to get his... He doesn't want to do the dynamite. He doesn't want to do it. He wants to do the tent.
The tent.
I thought
that was a good call she made.
Well, we're not there yet.
Oh.
Yeah, they haven't even decided yet.
That's right.
Dana and Matt finished third. Blair tells Aaron and Jocelyn they have to get the lunch to look for the lunch.
I know.
Like, lunch? And so now they're looking all over the place for the lunch. And so
I wonder if they just don't read the clues well enough.
Well,
obviously that's the case.
Well, you know, again, they're in thin air. They had one tough challenge.
Okay.
And they're looking for the dynamite. And I think, like you said, they don't stop and read the clue. That's the most important thing. Read what the clue says. You had the baguette.
Right.
Why would you bring the baguette
if
it was in the lunch?
Right.
But they're like, I like how they're looking. Is this the lunch? And the guy's looking at, that's my lunch. You're looking in my lunch. Stop trying to steal my lunch. I have no more food to eat up here, and you're taking my lunch.
Is that supposed to be a French person?
That is my French. That's
exit.
My Dr. Clouseau. Inspector Clouseau.
Keep,
is that your
stop.
Does your dog bite? No, my dog does not bite. I bit the dog. Oh! I thought you said your dog does not bite. That is not my dog. Pink Panther, I love it. Anyway, it's my favorite line. Of all the Pink Panthers movies, that's my favorite line.
Okay.
He comes in the hotel.
I know. All right, let's go. People are probably going, all right, what are we on, The Amazing Race or Pink Panther?
And I love Steve Martin, but come on, Steve. Nobody should be playing the Pink Panthers but Peter Sellers. Okay. There, I said it. So now they have to paraglide 7,000 feet.
Oh.
And I'm like going, you said, would you? I go, in a second.
Yeah, me too.
In a second.
As afraid as I am, as I would be afraid, I wouldn't even think of twice.
I just don't think I would be afraid because it's such a beautiful view. It's the view. It's a once-in-a-lifetime view.
Absolutely.
They have to see look for a Yeti.
Right.
Waving the French flag.
Right.
Hello, we're here.
But that one, you know, it's once you get up and going, it was really phenomenal. But
yeah.
the the ability to get going in that snow. What was that? What do you think how deep that snow was? I mean, it was up to Brody, like up to his like waist,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It looked like 2 to 3 feet. So the smaller right. people seemed to obviously would be more right. of a struggle.
But even Brody, who's pretty tall and manly,
yeah.
he struggled.
Well,
didn't
he was wearing tight pants.
Yes, that's right.
And that's what did him in. That's what cost him the race. Him joking around and getting the tight pants is what cost him this leg of the race and a trip to the Philippines. Sherry tells Cole they have to do the dynamite, Cole.
She was right.
She was right. Get over your fears. It's not that bad.
Nope. And
it's
your harness, everything's attached. So and I think somebody's going with you. Was it when the guide's going
yeah,
with
the
you
guide
also?
Goes
yeah,
with
he's
you.
Attached
yeah,
to you.
Yeah.
So,
at worst, all three of you go down together.
Exactly.
You could land on somebody.
Right.
So
exactly.
Yeah, 33%
and there's a lot
chance
of snow.
A lot of snow.
Yeah. It's like a pillow. If you fall, it's like a pillow.
It's like, ooh, I fell. I'm cold. Aaron and Jocelyn are still looking for the lunch.
I was like, oh, my gosh, stop, girls.
This cost them the race, too.
Yes, it did.
Because they lost a lot of time.
And they're beautiful girls.
Yeah, but anyway. Corey is doing the paragliding. He comes up, and there's, hey, how's it going? You go look for the Yeti. And then he says, I once dated a Yeti.
I know.
And then Brody goes, well, that was interesting. He didn't really have it, because Brody doesn't usually get speechless unless he's around Blair.
Right.
And he said, okay.
Yes.
All right. My dad is a Yeti. All right. Okay. Let's see. Brody is first to try, but he stumbles and falls.
Yes.
And he was mad at himself.
I mean, that snow is past his way. It's got to be more than 2 or 3 feet.
Yeah. Here's where I don't know if they could have. Why didn't he help the guy bring the paraglide back up?
But what's his face? Well, I'm just going to say, man, what's his face? What was the guy's name?
Corey?
Corey, he was ready to go.
He was ready to go?
Yeah, even if he helped the guy, there's no way he
was going to.
No.
Corey.
Because they were both ready to go.
Right.
And then he got to go first.
Right.
And I thought he was going to make it. And you could see he's struggling.
Going.
And then boom. And then the next one, I mean, I would say within seconds he left.
And then Corey takes off and successful. He takes off. He's having fun. And then and Brody knew. He goes, yep, I just cost
the
leg
first
of the
place.
Race.
Yep.
He said it was, but it was a spectacular view.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just,
oh, absolutely.
It's just If you don't watch The Amazing Race, go watch it. If you love nature, if you love stuff like that, you have to go watch this episode. Because
I agree.
It was beautiful. I mean, it was just one of the most exciting, fun things to watch. It's just
well, and you know, some of the places they've been to, we've been to, and I think it's
yeah.
fun where you see that, you know, you were there or this
right.
or that, and you just or if you don't have the opportunity to travel, it is you do see a lot of cool things and watch the interaction what they are with the culture and the people,
right.
and that's I just think that's interesting. Like I would never go to some of the places they went to, like, you know, Indonesia and stuff like those areas. But it's cool to watch them do it
right.
because I'm just like, oh, my gosh, look at that.
Well, like India, there's just
– yeah,
it looks like a great place, but there's
so many people I couldn't handle
it. It's like
yeah.
I just – I get
– yeah, I couldn't do it.
I don't like a lot of people.
Right, me either.
I got to have my freedom. Like I said, I didn't
exactly.
like Paris, and I probably wouldn't go back again, even though the people there were very nice. And it was
– yeah.
But it was just so
too crowded.
But the train stations are great.
Oh, yeah.
But this part of Paris – I would love to go to. If I
right.
had if I had the money, I'd be on the plane right now going
yep,
to Paris.
You and me both.
And I would do the paragliding.
I would too.
In a sec, I'd do the paragliding and come back and say, yeah, I did it. And I did it on the first try.
There you go.
Even if I didn't. Even it took me like 8 tries. Let's see. Brody makes it on his second try.
Yes, he does.
Oh, dude. Oh. Him and Blair are perfect.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to say right now, if they do get married, have kids, loudest kids in the daycare will be Brody and Blair's kids.
Oh, my gosh, yes. They both of them never stop talking.
They'd be cute kids.
But they're too much alike, though. I didn't think like people that are exactly alike would get along.
Well, maybe they're different in some ways.
Yeah, I guess so, because I think I would get – God, I wouldn't want to be with me all the time. I'd be – oh, it would drive me crazy.
Well, look at my hairline.
I'm not
look
the reason
hairline.
Why your
father.
Look
hairline.
At your grandfather. He has no hair.
Yeah, he probably knew that you were gonna be.
Oh my gosh!
In my life, so
you weren't even a.
He had pre-Cindy hairline.
You weren't even in his thought yet.
Yeah, well, I never met him, but
exactly.
But he was probably had something where he went to the future, and saw what I was gonna have to deal with, and he said, "Oh, my hair fell out," and his father before him.
Okay.
And you know.
All right.
I'm sure his father before him. Bernie and Ashley are still working on the tent. Didn't have enough snow.
No. And I just thought, oh, God, they're going to lose.
I thought they
were going to lose.
I thought they were done.
Yeah, I did too.
Sure.
Because the way those other ones were going,
yeah,
they were just like
pushing through it.
Yeah, it was so fast. I mean, it was probably one of the fastest amazing races because they really didn't do a lot of legs.
No.
But the legs they did took a long time,
right.
I think.
Well, another reason why they might have had a driver too is because those both challenges took a lot out of you.
Absolutely.
So you had to have.
There's some thunderstorms.
Nice thunderstorm coming here.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Sherry and Cole are pushing through their fears. And I thought it was good. You know,
yep.
he, Cole's like, no, I'm not looking. She goes, beautiful view. Okay, I believe you. I'm not looking. He's not looking at all. Let's see. Kurt thinks that it's Brody. You see Corey coming out.
And he just assumes it's Brody because Brody goes, they were the first, right.
He took out first. And he goes, and they're waiting and waiting and waiting. And they need to find, then Phil comes on, they need to find the statue of Michael Picard.
Yes.
Michelle Picard.
Yes.
I think it's Picard. Captain Picard.
All right, it's okay.
Bernie and Ashley finally finished, and they're exhausted.
I don't blame them.
Because shoveling that snow. It's heavy. It's
absolutely
thick.
Absolutely.
They got to walk up the stairs. Yeah. Sherry and Cole are in last place, but they run into Bernie and Ashley. Go, what place are you in? Last. And then Bernie goes, no, we're last.
And then they said, should we work together? I'm like.
Well, Sherry goes, ask if you want to work together to get in front of other people.
I know.
And then Bernie says, I mean, we're just going to be racing, right?
Right.
Because I think he's saying, well, we're both in last.
I know. I think she was trying
to offer some strategy and stuff like that.
I don't know what that was. Or wasn't listening or didn't pay attention. But
I think Bernie's like, I was Bernie, I would have said, yeah, let's work together because I know we can outrace you.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
Tyler and Corey finished first. Kurt and Brody.
Second. And I liked what Brody said. They deserve to be first.
Yeah, he said they deserve
it. I was like, great sportsmanship. Yeah, I love that.
I liked it.
Yeah.
And then Tyler, I can't hear it again.
I can't do his laugh. I can't stand his laugh. Please don't do it. Between him and what's her face, I can't do it.
We all have quirks.
Oh, I know. Like I said, people probably don't like my voice, but.
Yeah, it is what it is. Then we found out Matt was a competitor snowboarder for 10 years. Snowboarder for 10
years.
But
then he lived in L.A. He never had a snow. There's tons of mountains.
He said since he's been in L.A., he hasn't had a chance to go to the mountains. Well, we used to live in San Diego, and we went skiing in the mountains of L.A. County.
All the time.
Big Bear.
Mostly Big Bear.
Yeah, mostly Big Bear. I used to go to Tahoe.
Right, but I never been there.
But
at least four times you and I skied.
So San Diego's a little further away.
Yes.
So Matt, if you're listening, get out Google Maps and just do Big Bear. And it's probably 35 minutes away?
No, it's an hour.
You think it's an hour
away? Yeah, because we're about 2 hours.
Yeah, but we're 2 hours. You think it's that far away?
I don't know.
don't think it's that far away. So Matt, go do some snowboarding. You deserve it. Matt takes off without a problem, but Rachel takes a tumble.
Yes.
And here's what I'm asking. There were some paths where people had taken. Why didn't they just use the same path?
I know. I was wondering that.
Because the snow would be spread out a little bit, wouldn't it?
Well, no, because I'm sure it's based on your height, though, but you would already have that initial run.
Right.
Right. Makes sense.
Dana sees a... Matt coming down, she says, come down, stop having fun, we have things to do.
I know.
They finish in
third. Do you see them together like a year from now?
Oh, probably. Was she joking, though?
I don't think she was joking.
You think she was serious? Stop having fun. What was he supposed to do? Unhook the harness and just and
fall? Fall down?
Well, Dana's calling. There I go. Woo!
She's pretty intense.
Yeah.
I thought I was an intense person, but she's pretty intense.
And then Blair comes around. Blair and Scott, she finishes fourth.
Yes.
So very, very good job by her. And Zach and Rachel, fifth.
Yes.
Three teams are at the top at once.
Yes.
And that's where they get a little tense.
Yes.
They're waiting for the winds to kick up because Aaron's sitting there and the guy kept saying, we got to wait for the winds. We got to wait for the winds.
Right.
Because she was ahead of the other
two. Yes, right.
But they got to wait for the winds first. Ashley takes off and she falls, stumbles like that.
It looked like it was really hard. I mean, you could just see she was struggling. Yeah. I feel like the snow was like already up to
her
chest.
The winds weren't good.
No, but still, I'm sure that's a hard run to do.
Yeah. Let's see. Aaron tries next to take off, but Sherry tries next and she takes off, which I was shocked.
I was
short. Not a big,
but she hustled. She really
the guy
tried.
Kept, the guy kept saying, go,
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 push,
go,
push,
go,
push,
go, go, yeah.
Push, push,
push, push,
push,
push, push.
And she took off, but maybe it helped, too, that she was short. She lifted up a little bit, and the wind caught her. So I don't
know. Good point. I never thought of it that way, Jack.
Ashley makes another attempt, but there's no wind. I mean, it wasn't the running. It's just there was no wind. It couldn't get going. So I think, okay, she's done.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But then I think it's funny because Sherry's coming down, and Bernie goes, oh, it's either Ashley or Aaron. And then Cole goes, or Sherry. Oh, yeah. Sherry, yeah. And you know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
There's no way it's Sherry. He's thinking it's a tough challenge. There's no way it's Sherry. But who's coming down?
It's Sherry.
It's Sherry.
And that's when you go like, all right, good girl.
Yeah. And then the next one's coming down. We don't know who it is. Bernie and Jocelyn are looking. It turns out to be Ashley.
Right.
And Aaron's like going, or Jocelyn's like, I don't know what happened. You know what happened to her? I guess I'll find out. And then Aaron tries again. She falls again, but she didn't give up.
Nope.
Give her credit. She didn't give up. And then she finally takes off. But then this is a weird finish. Bernie and Ashley finished sixth.
I know.
And Sherry and Cole finished seventh.
And
even
I don't know why.
Even though.
And they didn't explain it.
They didn't explain it. No. Their driver. But how would the driver get lost?
Exactly.
Because, so I don't know what happened.
I don't either.
So I don't know if she had to stop for a pit stop or.
That was a weird. I was like, wait a minute.
Because they got there almost like the same time. But yeah. Bernie and Ashley first. Yep. Okay. But. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yep.
Aaron and Jocelyn finished last.
And again, Aaron and Jocelyn were just great team sportsmanship.
Great,
I mean,
great sportsmanship.
They really, I mean, even she was a little upset. She's like, oh, maybe we won't get eliminated, you know? And then they realized it.
But I like how Aaron said, but it was, if I was Jocelyn, I'd been a little mad because, well, I did get a once in a lifetime thing.
Right.
I'd be like.
But I thought it was, I liked how they're, you know, actually, if you really think back, all the ones that have been eliminated. I've really handled it really well.
Right. They haven't.
It's a different kind of group of people you see.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that nobody else handled it well, but it just seemed like, you know, they are
they,
glad they
so
did
far
it.
They handled it. It was like, yeah, they could see the disappointment.
Yep.
But, you know, they
maybe because last season was so competitive.
Right.
I'm not saying they're not competitive.
Well, maybe because Justin got their people's blood going and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And these people seem to be helping each other for the most part.
It's just different. It's probably just going back to just the way the last season was and how they were all and the way Justin kind of stirred the pot a little bit. Maybe that's why we're seeing this one a little differently,
right.
You know? It'd be interesting what everybody else thinks.
It's like, well, I think it was Matt that said, he goes, I would have hated to be eliminated before this challenge.
Absolutely.
And I if I was sitting at home and I was watching this going, ugh, if I got eliminated before that and didn't get at least a chance to do one of those, I'd have been upset. This was too cool challenge, no pun intended.
Right.
But I would have loved
Well, they've been going to some great places.
Yeah, they have been.
Yes, absolutely.
But I would have loved to have done this
I agree.
I thought this was just an amazing challenge.
I didn't think I was going to like this as much as I did, but I am liking it because I was concerned that maybe when I first watched it the first week, I'm like, oh, they're all getting along, and then what's going on? What's the this and that? But I'm enjoying it.
Well, I was worried that maybe they weren't in it to win, but they
more
are
just getting it so they could be noticed, get their 15 minutes of fame.
They already had their 15 minutes of fame.
Right, but to enhance what they're doing.
And help their careers and stuff like that, which it's going to do anyway.
Right.
But they are trying to win.
Yeah.
And they, like, the models were upset that they lost.
Right.
But they handled it with class.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron and Jocelyn were upset.
Right.
But
Jocelyn and Aaron handled it much better than the models did last week.
Well, the models were upset because they weren't getting any help.
I know, but instead of keep complaining about that, move on.
Well, they should have.
You know, the negativity is just bringing negativity.
Just bring me down, bud.
Yes.
Bringing me down.
Anyway.
But that was The Amazing Race. They showed some previews. I won't talk about it, but.
No, it looks interesting.
We'll just say that Sherry falls down.
I can't stand Blair's voice. Though.
Aaron reminds me. Sherry reminds me. If there's a video out there where this news anchor is smashing grapes, making wine, and she falls 10 feet off live on TV, he goes, oh. That's the mic on, but they cut away back to the reporters or other. That sounds like, and they're trying not to laugh. Like from 5-6 years ago, but every time she. Makes that noise. I think of that poor woman reporter that falls off the bucket.
Okay.
It's funny.
He's laughing so hard. He's crying.
It's funny.
All right.
Maybe I'll post it on our website.
Okay. Post it on the website so everybody can experience what you're experiencing.
Anyway, so we're going to be off for 2 weeks.
Right. But Monday, we are doing Dancing with Stars.
Not Dirty Dancing, but Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, God. How many years have I bugged you to do Dirty Dancing with me? And those people in the gutter who have their mind right now, I'm not talking about that kind of dirty dancing. I'm talking about the tango.
I've had the time of my life. Anyway.
I could tell the story about the one time you volunteered to take me dancing.
Yeah, you want to say that for the show?
Yeah, I'm going to say it for the show.
All right, say that for the show. I did one time say, yes, I will go dancing with you tonight.
Yes.
And God was on my side.
The one and only time.
Yeah. One time God said, you know what, this bald-headed guy. We're going to give him a break. We're going to let him. You know what?
You're spoiling my story.
All right. I won't say anything more.
Thank you.
But at this time.
Yes.
We'd like to come to a close.
Yes.
To a close. Thank three patrons.
Ooh, we have three now.
Yes. Tech from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Glaffelter, and Brad from Chicago.
Oh, Brad from Chicago.
Brad from Chicago.
I love the name Brad. I don't know why I like Brad. I don't like Brad Pitt, but I like the name Brad.
You don't like Brad Pitt?
He's not my kind of guy.
Not your kind of guy?
You're my kind of guy.
Yeah. That's me. You look at me and you think, Brad Pitt, kick him to the curb. All right, so we'll see you in a couple weeks. Amazing Race part, but we'll be back
on Monday.
Well, no, it'll be Tuesday.
Tuesday, but Monday, are you going to be bored with it?
I've never watched a full episode of Dancing with the Stars.
No, neither have I.
Usually fast forward.
I only watch the dancers I like.
Because off the top of my head, it's Doug Flutie, Marlo Maples, Kim Fields.
There's also some football players. One of them that was just won the Super Bowl.
Von Miller.
Yeah.
The guy for Pittsburgh. I'm drawing a blank on Pittsburgh. Troy Brown? No, it's not Troy Brown. Anyway, I'll figure it out. Antonio Brown, maybe?
I think you might be right. Antonio Brown.
But there's some other people, lots of people going and dancing.
Yeah, because I usually just...
Wasn't there an older person doing it, too?
Yeah, I'm trying
to usually get an old person.
Yeah, I always like to watch, I watch the oldest person. I like the oldest person to watch.
Yeah, you always feel bad for the oldest
person. Yeah, I like that.
Did you watch Gary Busey?
Yeah, I thought Gary Busey was hilarious. He couldn't dance, but his character and his personality had it going. I liked it when Christy Yamaguchi was in it. Of course, I only watched it for her. Dorothy Hamill,
did she win?
I only watched it for her. Yes, she won.
Yeah, Dorothy didn't. She pulled out.
She heard something. I watched it when Merle Davis, the ice dancer, who won the Olympics.
And she won.
She won. I watched it in that.
I don't think it's fair for figure skaters.
I'm with you on that because personally, in my opinion, I think it's very similar. Well, especially her of all people because it was dance.
Well, who was the guy that was in the? Was it Backstreet Boys that couldn't dance?
It was the one we just had, Nick.
Nick.
Yeah,
but he couldn't dance.
No, supposedly. And then Val finally won with his partner, and I was excited for her. I think it was Val. Was it Val? Yeah.
Yeah, he won with Merle.
No, he didn't win with Merle. That was his brother.
Oh, his brother.
Yes.
Val.
But I'm going to be sad this year. Well, not sad, but it's going to be a little sadder because my daughter and I watch it together, my oldest. And we drool over the good-looking men, and we both wonder why we have the men we have instead.
Exactly. I wonder why, too.
And we both decided it's the same reason. You know why?
Why?
Because the good-looking, young, nice bodies, good-looking guys are too much into themselves to really take their time to care about somebody like us.
Didn't one time
I don't ever want to date with someone that's prettier than me.
Well, I wouldn't consider myself pretty, no.
I'm married to you. I'm done dating.
No, I'm just saying.
I said I would never want to date someone prettier than me.
Oh, okay.
Prettier. Sorry. I just insulted you at the same time.
Yeah, it's all right.
Married or date.
It's like the third time in a row.
Is it? But you are very good looking. Especially when you make that face. But anyway, I'm excited. I hope you enjoy as much as I will.
I will probably enjoy it like there's no ands, ifs, or buts about it.
Okay. Sounds great.
I love dancing.
You do.
I could just, and that little ball they have going around there. Can't wait.
Okay.
I wonder if Erin Andrews won a lawsuit of $55 million.
Yeah, she's
good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
I mean, some people are saying, oh, did she need the money to help
her? It's not the money. It's the principle.
It's people that were saying it helped her career. They need to be smacked upside the head.
Yes.
The guy invaded her privacy and put it on the internet.
Yes.
The guy should, but be honest with you.
Should have went to jail.
I think. Well, didn't he go to jail?
Did he go to jail?
Well, he should have been locked up for a long time. I mean, that's.
Nobody wants to go somewhere or anywhere in their life and feel like you when you're like when I'm in my room or in a hotel room or anything like that and my doors are closed, my blinds are shut, all that. You want to know that you're
right,
secure. There's nobody looking in on it. And this person did, and the hotel knew what was going on and not to be suspicious. I mean, I just don't understand that.
It's just like I said, for those people saying it helped your career, you know, come on, guys.
Yeah,
guys or gals, I'm glad she won. She should have got more.
Right.
And I'm not big on lawsuits.
No, you're not.
But anyway, I'm off my soapbox now. Thanks for listening. We'll be back for The Amazing Race April 5th. I'm sorry about April Fools. April 1st.
Amazing Race.
Anyway, hasta luego and goodbye.
Goodbye.